I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go there with Shira and Ryan, Channel Q.
In their ongoing quest to bully trans youth for political gain, conservatives propagate myths like the idea that trans kids identify as trans because of what some call social contagion. Now, a new study has debunked these myths that have become popular on the right. Here with us now is Brooke Migden, staff writer for Changing America, to discuss. Thanks for joining us, Brooke.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. So can you give us the top line first? What is this? What does this study cover and what did we learn?
Sure. So this study really debunks, like you said, this theory that's been embraced mostly by conservative politicians or policymakers or people in the medical field who are seeking to restrict gender-affirming care. And it's this theory that trans or cisgender youth, rather, are falsely identifying as transgender because of this social contagion theory, i.e. they think it's the trendy thing to do. They're influenced by social media and their peers. And this study proves that that is just certainly not true, which is something that, we have really known all along.
Yeah, I guess, can you be more specific about in the ways that we're seeing conservatives use this talking point and how they're applying it to either the legislation that they're creating and the anti-LGBTQ legislation that we're seeing that are attacking so many youth across this country?
Sure, definitely. So one popular bill that we saw pop up in a number of states this legislative session was one that would have stripped doctors who provide gender-affirming care to transgender youth of their medical licenses, and it would, of course, prohibit prohibit transgender youth from receiving gender-affirming medical care like puberty blockers or hormones. So, during one of those hearings in Missouri, we saw the representative who sponsored that bill telling her colleagues that the, quote, root cause of gender dysphoria is abuse or mental disorders or what she called social contagion. So kids in Missouri are influenced by social media influencers who are transgender or just the general acceptance of transgender people. They think that they'll be popular if they identify as transgender, which is not the case. We also saw a similar thing happen in Ohio. A almost identical bill was being debated, and the sponsor of that bill also said that transgender youth are often influenced by social media or what he said was a desire to fit into a certain group.
This is a fascinating conversation. Unfortunately, we only have time for one more question. So can you just give us real brief, there have been other studies in this space, some that even seem to contradict it. Can you just give us a little bit more of a broad view of where the state of this that studying this is and where it might be headed?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a complicated question.
Great question to ask with a few seconds left, right?
I know, yeah. Yeah, I mean, this study definitely changes things. Like I said, it just adds empirical evidence to a conversation that we kind of already knew was happening.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what studies build off of this evidence. We have seen previous studies that disprove the what they call social contagion hypothesis and this debunked theory of rapid onset gender dysphoria. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here.
I'm always interested in how these studies that actually have data attached to it really impact how, we move forward, just because Republicans and conservatives are so good at revisionist history.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if the facts exist, in their eyes, the facts don't exist.
Yeah.
You know? And so there's not really much that you can say to that. It's just my final point.
Never let the facts get in the way of a good argument. Thank you so much for joining us. I feel like we should have taken three segments for this, but really appreciate your time, and please come back with more info on this when you have it.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.